Welcome to today's edition of the Bible Answer Man, hosted by Hank Hanegraaff, president of the Christian Research Institute. If two adults love each other and are committed to each other, does it matter that they're the same gender? Or if they're born being attracted to the same sex, shouldn't we just accept who they are? Well, if someone were to pose those questions to you, defending the homosexual lifestyle, how would you respond? More importantly, how does God respond to these arguments? We'll talk about that today as Hank welcomes Joe Dallas as his guest. To join us on air with your question or comment, dial 888-ASK-HANK. And now, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. Has some disappointing news. I could not host Joe Dallas today because we are having some problems with our phone lines. Also can't take any calls today because we're having some problems with our phone lines, but I do want to carry on with the broadcast as advertised. One of the things you'll see on the World Wide Web today is the book by Joe Dallas titled The Gay Gospel, How Pro-Gay Advocates Misread the Bible. For 6 years, Joe Dallas was both actively gay and a church-attending Christian. But deep within, he was bothered by one huge question. Am I basing my decision to embrace the gay and Christian identity on the belief that this is God's will for my life, or on the hope that this is what God might allow? That question caused Joe Dallas to take another look not just at what he wanted out of life, but at what God wanted for his life. And from that unique personal perspective on the pro-gay Christian movement, Joe Dallas provides a thorough background in the development and nature of the gay gospel. He develops concise and a detailed understanding of pro-gay theology's belief, as well a clear and, more importantly, biblical response to each belief that is presented. The book The Gay Gospel is practical, it's compassionate, and more than that, a plan to bring truth to people who believe gay and Christian are compatible words in a compatible moniker. In The Gay Gospel, you'll find the crucial balance between conviction and compassion, and you'll find a practical guide to communicating with those who have embraced the pro-gay theology, and it is so popular today. The reason that I appreciate Joe, and if you've heard him on the broadcast, you know there's no one on the planet that understands this subject better. He speaks in clear, concise, compelling, biblical prose. And what to me is so unique about Joe is that he's not speaking out of a vacuum. He knows of what he speaks. Many years ago, he took one step into an adult bookstore, and it was the end of his ministry. It plunged him into a series of sexual excesses, which culminated in a year-long relationship with the owner of a gay bar. This man was committed to another man, but no matter. They'd meet every night for hours. Joe would drive home drunk. He'd rise for work. He was exhausted. He was confused. Finally, he broke off the relationship, and he took a good hard look at where he'd come to. He was young. And yet he'd been ordained, defrocked. He disgraced his ministry. He'd had an affair with a close friend. He'd hired prostitutes. He joined the gay community. He'd endured nightmarish relationships. And quite frankly, for Joe, life looked incredibly bleak. He wanted to indulge his sexual tastes, but he also wanted Christianity. In short, Joe wanted it all. And today we live in a culture in which having it all doesn't seem out of reach. Because within the Christian church, vague has become vogue. Within the Christian church, it has become increasingly acceptable to harmonize Christianity with the gay gospel. This is one of the reasons we want to put a resource into your hands at a time in which our culture is quite frankly undergoing a seismic shift. You only need to look to our president to see how significant that seismic shift really is. August 16, 2008, President Barack Obama said this: "I believe that marriage is the union between a man and a woman." Well, flash forward now to just a few weeks ago, when Barack Obama said publicly, "I've been going through an evolution on this issue. And as a result of the evolution," says Obama, "I've concluded to affirm that I think same-sex couples should be able to get married." We are now experiencing within our culture the redefinition of marriage. The redefinition, if you will, of the building block of our society. If you look at modern television, whether Glee or Grey's Anatomy or Modern Family, you find major networks demonstrating that homosexuality is the new norm in the culture. So we are undergoing a seismic shift. And that seismic shift is not relegated to the culture. The important thing to grasp here is that it has impregnated the Church of Jesus Christ. You can see it within major denominations. You can see it worldwide. And therefore, it is important for Christians to know how to deal with this issue with gentleness and with respect. Early on, when the seismic shift began, people would think about it and say all kinds of things that, quite frankly, had little to do with biblical theology. In fact, quite frankly, the church had a place in helping to form an opinion based on the way people acted as opposed to considering the thing itself. And so now, all these years later, it is critical that Christians know how to react in the present climate. Should we react with accommodation? Well, many Christians seem to think that's precisely what we should do. And that is precisely now what is happening within the church. There is accommodation. Tony Campolo, for example, makes clear that accommodation is the way that we should go. But there's also ambiguity. In other words, we are not clear and concise in communicating. We are ambiguous when asked about whether homosexual behavior is sinful. And then, unfortunately, there's affirmation. You have people within the Christian church, and I think this is ironic because Joe Dallas actually cut his teeth in Christianity in the Calvary Chapel movement founded by Chuck Smith. He was part of the Jesus movement. But now you look at Chuck Smith Jr., Chuck Smith's son, and he's openly affirming the gay lifestyle. And the question, of course, is this helpful to the very people you want to reach, or is it hurtful? And I should mention that when vague is in vogue, what Joe Dallas calls a new but not improved approach to homosexuality is growing among evangelicals. That is a feature story in the current edition of the Christian Research Journal. And if you don't have the journal, you ought to get a copy of it because that is a very important, sobering, and insightful article. But his book, The Gay Gospel, will ultimately equip you how to deal with this issue, how to form a basis for understanding, how to understand what the Bible has to say about homosexuality, but more so, how to understand how to communicate what the Bible says in a way that reaches as opposed to in a way that repels. Again, The Gay Gospel, How Pro-Gay Advocates Misread the Bible. You can check it out on the World Wide Web at equip.org. In fact, it is available today for your donation. Go to equip.org and click on the offers banner. Or, of course, you can call 888-7000-CRI. And as always, you can write us at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. But above all, what we want to do is equip you to always be ready to give an answer, a reason for the hope that lies within you, with gentleness and with respect. Because the rightness or wrongness of a behavior such as homosexuality is not determined by the character of a person, but it is determined by the thing itself. Last time I had Joe on, we wondered whether this is a subject that really, in essence, we should give a rest to. But the reality is, this is an agenda that is being militantly forwarded, and because it is in the church and the culture, something that is being forwarded with passion, we need as Christians to know how to respond. Again, the goal is to reach. The goal is not to repel. But the truth is, homosexuality requires a person to contradict their own biology as though God plays cruel jokes on people by creating their minds and emotions for attraction to same-sex sexuality and yet creates their bodies in direct opposition to that attraction. All of these issues are addressed not only in the Gay Gospel by Joe Dallas, but when you go to the World Wide Web at equip.org, you can see other books by Joe Dallas, which will ultimately equip you to always be ready to give an answer, a reason for the hope that lies within you with gentleness and with respect. One of the books that I highly recommend, and again, you can find this on the World Wide Web, is entitled The Game Plan, The Men's 30-Day Strategy for Attaining Sexual Integrity. Check that book out as well. Again, you can go to the World Wide Web at equip.org. We'll be right back in just a few moments with more right here on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. If we get our phone line squared away, we'll bring Joe Dallas on. If not, I have a lot to say in the next segment about this and other subjects. Be back in a moment.
Do you hold a biblical view on homosexuality? If so, you'll find that the culture is getting more and more hostile to that position. So how do you defend a biblical standard on human sexuality when public sentiment is shifting away from that? To help you, Hank is offering The Gay Gospel by Joe Dallas. You'll find it a great help in rationally presenting and defending your view to someone who's caught up in the gay rights movement. To order, call CRI at 888-7000-CRI. You may also order online at equip.org. The Bible Answer Man will be right back after this. Did you know that the Bible Answer Man broadcast is entirely supported by the generosity of our listeners? That means the broadcast you're listening to right now is a direct result of gifts from friends like you who have said, "Yes, I will help keep truth on the air." And in these tough economic times, your support is more important than ever. So if the Bible Answer Man broadcast has changed your life, please help it keep going strong with a gift of support. Every gift, large or small, has a real impact on the broadcasts that minister to you. So call 888-7000-CRI today or give securely online at equip.org. The Bible Answer Man broadcast fulfills a unique role in Christian apologetics and one our world can't afford to lose. Partner with us to make a difference today because truth matters. Are you the product of millions of years of unguided, purposeless processes, or created in the image of a loving God? Faced with the overwhelming scorn of evolutionary proselytizers, it can be hard to articulate the truth about God's creative work, and even among faithful Christians, many misconceptions linger. That's why we want to send you a copy of Hank's Creation Answer Book in appreciation for your gift of ministry support today. The Creation Answer Book puts answers to the most hotly debated origins questions right at your fingertips, giving you clarity and understanding. Your gift is important, supporting more of the broadcast and resources that have changed your life. So please give today by calling 888-7000-CRI or visiting equip.org. That's equip.org. And let us rush you your copy of the Creation Answer Book. Thank you for your partnership.
Sympathy, equality, human rights, dignity. The gay rights activists have played this drumbeat to successfully sway public sympathies toward their cause. The result? A dramatic change in society's attitude towards homosexuality and a significant challenge to the church. How do you respond to the gay rights arguments? As a follower of Christ, you need to be armed with the facts, yet armed with compassion. So order your copy of The Gay Gospel by Joe Dallas. Call 888-7000-CRI. Far from hate speech, this resource documents the history of the gay rights movement. It responds to virtually every pro-gay argument, and it shows how to dialogue with anyone taking a pro-gay position, with real examples. Hank Hanegraaff has termed this work both compelling, yet compassionate. The Gay Gospel by Joe Dallas is available through the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Order it online at equip.org.
Noted evangelical leaders are deliberately shifting away from clarity and moving toward vagueness in their response to homosexuality. This is intended to improve on past approaches that lacked love and grace. But wouldn't a biblical approach balance mercy with truth? Find out in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal with the article, When Vague is in Vogue, a new but not improved approach to homosexuality is growing among evangelicals. Subscribe to the Christian Research Journal online at equip.org or call a resource consultant at 888-7000-CRI. Once again, here's the president of the Christian Research Institute, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. We found out just about 3 minutes before we went on the air that we had some phone technical difficulties, and as a result, I'm not able to bring on Joe Dallas. We'll do that in the near future. But we do want to make mention of his book, The Gay Gospel, How Pro-Gay Advocates Misread the Bible. You can check it out on the World Wide Web at equip.org. For your donation, we'll send you a copy. Just go to equip.org and click on the offers banner, or simply pick up the telephone and call us at 888-7000, and the letter is CRI. Of course, you can also write us at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. But do get a copy of The Gay Gospel by Joe Dallas. I cannot think of a more relevant book in our epoch of time. Also want to mention that this is a very significant time in the history of the Christian Research Institute and for the Bible Answer Man broadcast, which is one of our major outreaches. I've said this many times, but the gospel is free. Someone has to put in the plumbing. And every year, at this particular juncture in time, we recognize once again how dependent we are on people like you for this ministry to do what it does. We have a great team in-house, but we need you as part of the team. We believe that prayer is firing the winning shot, but we also believe that tangible gifts are part of the process. God uses tangible gifts, our talents, our time, but also our treasure. So we ask you to invest in the ministry of the Christian Research Institute today. And again, you can do that in a safe, secure fashion on the World Wide Web at equip.org. And do remember again that this month is a critical month. Every year, June 30, is the end of our fiscal year. And if we're behind, we need to let you know, and that's precisely what I'm doing. I cannot urge you to give to get, but I can urge you to give as the Lord Jesus Christ leads you, as you are led by the power of the Holy Spirit. If this ministry is important to you because we do what we do because truth matters, not to be politically correct or popular, but because truth matters, if that's important to you, stand with us prayerfully and financially. And I would be remiss if I did not mention the Creation Answer Book, which we've been mentioning all month as a gift to you as well when you support this ministry. Of one thing, I have become absolutely certain. People want answers. And that's what the Creation Answer Book is designed to provide. Concise, well-researched answers to the single most important apologetic issue, that being the issue of origins. Because how you view your origins will determine how you live your life. Think Madonna. If Madonna is merely a material girl living in a material world, her choices are not free. They're fatalistically determined. They're determined by brain chemistry, by genetics. Conversely, if she is created in the image of God, her life has eternal meaning and significance. And so the Creation Answer Book demonstrates conclusively that the evolutionary hypothesis is no longer tenable in an age of scientific enlightenment. You need to know that. You need to know that the Cambrian explosion, biology's Big Bang, if you will, has uprooted Darwin's tree of life. You will not hear that in the classroom or the secular culture. And in a modern era of scientific enlightenment, it is untenable to suppose that something as seemingly simple as a human tear, which, by the way, has no counterpart in the animal kingdom, evolved through unguided, purposeless processes. So as you trek through the Creation Answer Book, what you'll find is that it is absurd to suppose that nothing could have created everything, that life could have evolved from non-life, that random processes could have produced morals. But there's more. The Creation Answer Book addresses questions that routinely stumble seekers and solidify skeptics in opposition to a biblical worldview. Questions like, if God created the universe, who created God? Was Eve tempted by a talking snake? If we can't see God, how do we know God exists? And what about dinosaurs? Did they die out 65 million years ago, or did they live at the same time as human beings? And then in the Creation Answer Book, I delve into one of the most controversial debates in all of Christianity, the debate about the Earth's age. Now, previously, I left that issue on a back burner. In this book, I tackle the issue head on. Is this really a young world? Do indicators such as the speed of light, star life, demonstrate that the universe is billions of years old? Are the creation days of Genesis literal, long, or literary? Now, what about animal suffering and death? Is nature red in tooth and claw a consequence of Adam's fall or part of God's very good creation? The Creation Answer Book is designed to equip you to read the Bible properly and to take seriously general revelation as given in the book of nature. And it is available for your gift to the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute. And also, remember that for those that give a gift of $100 or more, I'll send you a personalized copy of the Creation Answer Book to you, a family member, or to a friend, or when you join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team, I'll send you the Creation Answer Book as my way of saying thank you. Again, I'll personalize it to you, a family member, or a friend. Now, again, the subject of today's broadcast is same-sex sexuality. And the reason that we have decided to tackle this issue head-on is because we are experiencing a seismic shift in this regard in our culture, and therefore, I would be remiss if I did not explicitly address the biblical perspective regarding same-sex sexuality. Because for a male to have same-sex intercourse with another man as though the latter were not male but female is distinctly forbidden in a biblical context. The same thing holds true with respect to a female. Not only so, but the common suggestion that Jesus was or might have been personally neutral, or that Jesus affirmed homosexual conduct, is revisionist history at its worst. The reason for this is all available evidence speaks to the contrary. Now, it's true that Jesus did not directly address same-sex sexuality, but he clearly reaffirmed every jot and tittle of enduring moral law. And Paul, likewise, who wrote two-thirds of the New Testament epistles, derived his prescriptions against same-sex sexuality, the ones you find in Romans chapter 1 or 1 Corinthians chapter 6 or 1 Timothy chapter 1, from the creation order of Genesis and from the prohibitions of Leviticus. Not only that, but he contended that even Gentiles without access to direct revelation have enough evidence in the natural realm to discover God's aversion to homosexual behavior. And in the book of Romans, Paul describes both the perversion and the penalty. He says their women exchanged natural relations for unnatural ones. In the same way, the men also abandoned natural relations with women and were inflamed with lust for one another. Men committed indecent acts with other men and received in themselves the due penalty for their perversion. And in this regard, I think we would do well to recognize that the Bible does not condemn homosexuality in an arbitrary, in a capricious fashion. What it does instead is carefully define the borders of human sexuality so that our joy might be complete. It does not require an advanced degree in physiology to appreciate the fact that the human body is not designed for homosexual relationships. No matter how many spurious slogans, no matter how many sound bites you hear, it does not change the scientific reality that same-sex sexuality is devastating not only from a psychological but from a physiological perspective. And while there are attendant moral and medical problems with sexual promiscuity in general, it would be homophobic in the extreme to obscure scientific realities concerning same-sex sexuality. Again, we were anticipating Joe Dallas to be with us today. We had some technical problems last minute, so I can't take any calls today. My apologies. And I will bring Joe Dallas to you in the very near future. But his book is of import. You need a copy. It's called The Gay Gospel. If you go to the World Wide Web at equip.org and click on the offers banner, or if you call us at 888-7000-CRI, you can get a copy of The Gay Gospel immediately. It is available for your gift. Check it out, or you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. We'll be back in just a few moments with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Stay tuned for that.
In these tough economic times, many ministries are being forced to pull back on their outreach. You can help ensure the Bible Answer Man broadcast isn't one of them by partnering with us through a gift of any amount today. No gift is too large or too small to help keep truth on the air. Whether you can give $10 or $10,000, your generosity will be part of God's provision for this entirely listener-supported ministry, silencing the skeptics and equipping multiplied millions of Christians to defend their faith effectively and lovingly. To partner with us today, please call 888-7000-CRI or give securely online at equip.org. Thank you for helping to bless others
as you've been blessed by the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Stay tuned. Hank Hanegraaff will return in a moment to answer more questions.
Sympathy, equality, human rights, dignity. The gay rights activists have played this drumbeat to successfully sway public sympathies toward their cause. The result? A dramatic change in society's attitude towards homosexuality and a significant challenge to the church. How do you respond to the gay rights arguments? As a follower of Christ, you need to be armed with the facts, yet armed with compassion. So order your copy of The Gay Gospel by Joe Dallas. Call 888-7000-CRI. Far from hate speech, this resource documents the history of the gay rights movement. It responds to virtually every pro-gay argument, and it shows how to dialogue with anyone taking a pro-gay position, with real examples. Hank Hanegraaff has termed this work both compelling, yet compassionate. The Gay Gospel by Joe Dallas is available through the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Order it online at equip.org.
Did you know that the Bible Answer Man broadcast is entirely supported by the generosity of our listeners? That means the broadcast you're listening to right now is a direct result of gifts from friends like you who have said, "Yes, I will help keep truth on the air." And in these tough economic times, your support is more important than ever. So if the Bible Answer Man broadcast has changed your life, please help it keep going strong with a gift of support. Every gift, large or small, has a real impact on the broadcasts that minister to you. So call 888-7000-CRI today or give securely online at equip.org. The Bible Answer Man broadcast fulfills a unique role in Christian apologetics and one our world can't afford to lose. Partner with us to make a difference today, because truth matters.
Now more than ever, today's believer who wants to stay informed needs to subscribe to the Christian Research Journal. Here's what you'll find in the current issue of the Christian Research Journal.
Explore how the wildly popular but violent world of the Hunger Games books and film can serve quite unexpectedly as very useful material for literary apologetics with the article Truth and Darkness, The Hunger Games as an Unexpected Resource for Apologists. Other topics include When Vague is in Vogue, a new but not improved approach to homosexuality is growing among evangelicals, birthday celebrations and Jehovah's Witnesses, the sacrament of the supper, personhood's fatal flaw, and much more. Also in the popular Ask Hank column, Hank Hanegraaff answers the question, should we search for scientific paradigms in scriptural passages?
Call CRI and start your subscription today. 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org.
Thanks for joining us for today's edition of the Bible Answer Man as we tackle one of the most complex topics our culture is facing. What does the Bible really say about homosexuality? To make sense of it all, CRI recommends The Gay Gospel by Joe Dallas. To order your copy, call CRI right now, 888-7000-CRI. You'll also see it on our website when you visit equip.org. And now, once again, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. We were going to spend this entire hour with Joe Dallas, but unfortunately, due to technicalities, we were not able to do that. I'm also not able to take calls today, but I do want to stay with the subject that we promised to talk about and also offer the Gay Gospel, How Pro-Gay Advocates Misread the Bible by Joe Dallas. It is available. You can check it out on the World Wide Web at equip.org. You can write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. You can also talk to our resource consultants, 888-7000 and the letter CRI. I've mentioned that this is an important issue. Our president has redefined marriage, as it were. We have the ordination of homosexuals in major denominations. We have issues within organizations like the Boy Scouts. openly gay priests, and the list goes on and on. You think of what is being said by quote-unquote Christian authors. Think Mel White, who said, "I have learned to accept and even celebrate my sexual orientation as another of God's good gifts." Or think of gay priest Malcolm Boyd, who said, "I offered thanks to God for the gift of being gay." Or think of the fact that four of America's most visible mainline Protestant denominations are wrapped up in this issue in such a way that you see clearly over the years the seismic shift that has taken place, but also the consequences of that shift. And while one might expect this kind of shift within liberal denominations who have long ago given up the essentials of the historic Christian faith, essentials like the deity of Jesus Christ or the resurrection or the incarnation, the shift is not only in mainline liberal denominations. The shift has now come to bear within evangelical churches, worldwide at that. And again, part of the reason is there's ambiguity. There's an approach that refuses to clarify whether or not homosexuality falls short of God's design. The very notion is thought to be unloving. And yet we are not called to ambiguity. We are called to always be ready to give an answer, a reason for the hope that lies within us with gentleness and with respect. But worse than ambiguity, perhaps, is affirmation. The conviction coming from evangelical pulpits today that homosexuality is not unnatural and that homosexual behavior is not necessarily a sin. And then we move from ambiguity to the next step of affirmation, to the ultimate, perhaps, step of accommodation, where there is now a clarion call within the church to accommodate practicing homosexuals. Not a better way, but rather a way that utterly devastates the biblical worldview. And why do I say that? Because ultimately the biblical worldview is based on the Bible. So ultimately what we say as Christians is we subject our own personal opinions to what the Word of God says. We say that's our authority. We say the Bible's divine as opposed to merely human in origin, and if that is true, the next step is to say, well, if the Bible says something clear and unambiguous about homosexuality, then we have a choice. We either bow the knee to what the Bible says, or we decide that we know better. And the moment we say we know better, that our truth is better than God's truth, we have entered upon a course in which subjective opinions, if you will, the size and scope of the latest lobby group, trumps an objective frame of reference, which again in the biblical worldview is the Bible. And it's not capricious on our part as Christians because we accept the Bible for a reason. We say that the Bible corresponds to reality. We say that we can build a cumulative case for the Bible being divine as opposed to merely human in origin. We say we can develop that through manuscript evidence, through archaeological evidence. We say that we can develop it through predictive prophecy that can never be pawned off to good guessing common sense or luck. We say that the Bible is divine as opposed to merely human in origin because we build a cumulative case for it, which is rooted in irrefutable fact. Now, once you do that, and once that becomes the standard, you test everything by that standard. And ultimately, you recognize that the reason that standard is there is not to impinge on our freedom, but rather to exalt our freedom, our joy, our happiness. So when the Bible becomes the standard, you test all things in light of Scripture, hold fast to that which is good. But when the culture becomes the standard, then what you see ultimately is the eradication of a biblical worldview. Now, you ask, what difference does it make to eradicate a biblical worldview? It makes all the difference in the world. If you look on clearly at what has happened to our culture, you see that there is a shift away from living in the pages of the Bible to living in the shadow of the Bible, which is to say that our culture was built on a biblical worldview. The culture is imploding because we're moving away from a biblical worldview. And the only way to redeem the culture is to get back to a biblical worldview. So ultimately, the issue that we're talking about here is an issue of what is your authority. If it is our subjective opinions, it is far different than if there is an objective frame of reference. But again, in dealing with this subject, it is so critical that we correct wrong behavior within the church, that we ourselves as the church do not go about dealing with an issue in an unbiblical way, in an ungodly way, I might add. And there are certainly a lot of churches and Christians that have done just that. And for that reason, oftentimes we are losing in the cultural war. Brian McLaren, he's an author. He's a leader within the emergent church movement. He's recommended a 5-year moratorium on making pronouncements, a time during which he says we keep our ears attuned to scholars in biblical studies in theology, ethics, psychology, genetics, sociology, and related fields. And perhaps through those fields, we may come to a new, or in his view, a true valuation of things. Again, the gay gospel, how pro-gay advocates misread the Bible, a book that we want to put into your hands. I hope that in some way I've whet your appetite on today's edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. It's an issue that every one of us will have to deal with in one way or another. Because again, there's a seismic shift that is taking place in the culture. And we have to decide as Christians whether we are going to affirm the shift, accommodate the shift. What is going to be our predisposition? And I know of no one that has dealt with this issue in a more concise, compelling, and compassionate way than Joe Dallas has. Again, that's why I recommend his work. You can go to the World Wide Web at equip.org and see a copy of The Gay Gospel. When you click on the offers banner, you can order online. Again, you go to equip.org, click on the offers banner. Or as always, you can go to the phone lines, call 888-7000-CRI, or you can write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Again, my apologies today. I wasn't able to take any calls. Wasn't able to host Joe Dallas. Technical problems beyond our control. But we will have Joe back in the near future so that we can discuss this subject with, I think, the most articulate voice on the planet today, a voice that needs to be heard, a voice that will give an audience to, again, in the very near future, right here on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. In the meantime, do remember that this is a ministry supported by listeners just like you. We cannot do what we do without you. Our feature, of course, all this month is the Creation Answer Book. For your gift, we'll send you a copy of the Creation Answer Book. When you give a gift of $100 or more, I'll personalize a copy to you, a family member, or a friend. Or when you join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team, I'll send you a personalized copy, again to you, a family member, or a friend. So check it out on the World Wide Web at equip.org. You can also write me once again that address, Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271, or you can talk to our resource consultants at number 888-7000-CRI. Look forward to seeing you, answering your questions live on Monday's edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Stay tuned for that.
You've been listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. To learn more about Hank or the Christian Research Institute, just log on to equip.org. Equip.org is a fountain of information and resources designed to help you defend the faith and grow in your knowledge of the truth. You can also stream the broadcast on your computer or download archived broadcast. To talk to a resource consultant by phone, call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274, or you can write to us, Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28271. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is funded by the Christian Research Institute, a ministry supported solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because truth matters.
Sympathy, equality, human rights, dignity. The gay rights activists have played this drumbeat to successfully sway public sympathies toward their cause. The result? A dramatic change in society's attitude towards homosexuality and a significant challenge to the church. How do you respond to the gay rights arguments? As a follower of Christ, you need to be armed with the facts, yet armed with compassion. So order your copy of The Gay Gospel by Joe Dallas. Call 888-7000-CRI. Far from hate speech, this resource documents the history of the gay rights movement. It responds to virtually every pro-gay argument, and it shows how to dialogue with anyone taking a pro-gay position, with real examples. Hank Hanegraaff has termed this work both compelling, yet compassionate. The Gay Gospel by Joe Dallas is available through the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Order it online at equip.org.
Now more than ever, today's believer who wants to stay informed needs to subscribe to the Christian Research Journal. Here's what you'll find in the current issue of the Christian Research Journal.
Explore how the wildly popular but violent world of the Hunger Games books and film can serve quite unexpectedly as very useful material for literary apologetics with the article Truth and Darkness, The Hunger Games as an Unexpected Resource for Apologists. Other topics include When Vague is in Vogue, a new but not improved approach to homosexuality is growing among evangelicals, birthday celebrations and Jehovah's Witnesses, the Sacrament of the Supper,
personhood's fatal flaw, and much more. Also in the popular Ask Hank column, Hank Hanegraaff answers the question, should we search for scientific paradigms in scriptural passages?
Call CRI and start your subscription today. 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org.